to, you know, get them while they're young, real young, and they learn it faster.
Is it working very well?
Yeah, we're good. You'd be surprised at how those little first graders can speak French. And this is real French. Now, this is not like South Louisiana French. Their French is somebody that is from France, born and raised in France. It's a little hard for them to understand sometimes because they've got this nigger dialect mixed up in it and so many other dialects mixed in with it until it really isn't pure French. And what they're teaching up here is the real, I mean, pure French, you'd say, you might want to say, with no extra dialects in it, you know.
Do your children speak French then?
No. They started this after my children were too big to participate in it. I think Laura had just a few lessons, not many. She knows a few French words. She might be able to order a few dishes in a restaurant, maybe, you know, a French restaurant.
They have some names, the name of the mother of Jesus.
Pardon?
The name of the mother of Jesus.
Mary.
And George Washington's wife.
Martha.
And do you remember a song that started off, Wait Till the Sun Shines?
Wait Till the Sun Shines. Oh, if you hadn't asked me, I could have told you.
Or the song about Aunt Dinah's quilting party.
Yeah. What can't I think of that?
Started with an N.
Was that Aunt Dolly? It was Aunt Molly. Molly? Dinah's quilting party? It was at Dinah's quilting party I was taking. I can't think.
Did you ever hear
Nellie? Nellie, yeah, Nellie. Nellie home.
And a male goat is called
I don't know.
William.
Billy Goat, right.
And in the New Testament, the first gospel.
Matthew.
And name of the wife of Abraham?
Rachel. Or Rebecca. Was it Rachel or Rebecca? It's Rebecca.
No,
I believe it.
That's not Abraham, I don't think.
Sarah. Sarah was Abraham's wife.
Who was Rachel?
Rachel's Jacob's wife.
Yeah. Someone nicknamed Bill, his full name would be
William.
And if your father had a brother and you called him by that full name, you'd call him
Uncle William, Uncle Will.
Okay.
I did have an Uncle Will.
What about President Kennedy's first name? That was
John F.
And if your father had a brother by that first name, you'd call him
Jack. Sometimes they call him John. Jack for John.
Your father's brother and you'd call him
Uncle Jack.
Or
Uncle John. I have an Uncle John.
What's the highest rank in the army called?
General.
And beneath the general?
It's a colonel.
And the person in charge of a ship?
Oh, good night. Captain.
Do you ever hear the word captain used in other situations, like call a person you work for captain?
Not too much. Usually just call him boss.
And
my boss, or her boss, or
what do colored people call them?
Boss.
And the person in charge of a court is called the
charge of what?
The court, who presides over.
Oh, the judge.
And someone who goes to school.
It's a student.
Would you call a person a student regardless of whether they were first grade
and
university level?
Well, yeah, you still would, except that you would say he is a college student.
Mm-hmm.
If he's in college. Otherwise, you'd just say student. He's a student at Spearsville High School, maybe, you know, designate like that.
And a woman who works in an office and does the typing and so forth?